All right, good morning, everybody. It's David Ambrose. It's 8:30 a.m., which is our start time. We're here in Van Nuys City Hall at the City Planning Commission meeting. The commissioners present include myself, David Ambrose, Commissioner Mark Mitchell, Commissioner Samantha Millman, Commissioner Dana Perlman, Commissioner Renee Dake Wilson, and Commissioner John Mack, which provides us quorum. Welcome. It's April 27th, 2017. I want to welcome our newest Planning Commission member, Mark Mitchell. Commissioner Mitchell, would you like to say a few words to this robust community of folks here that are only here today to welcome you?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate everyone showing up just to welcome me. Thank you, David. I am honored to be a part of this commission and the work that they're doing. I look forward to learning, look forward to being a part of a great team here. And I've heard nothing but wonderful things about this commission, how it's run, and the work that it does. So thank you very much.
Thank you, and welcome. A few notes for the public. The meeting is being recorded. Therefore, we ask that when you do speak, please speak close to the microphone and speak one at a time. We're going to be following the agenda, which, as you might have noticed, is here on my left. As you walked in, the agendas are located there alongside speaker cards. If you're here to speak on an item, please make sure you fill out a speaker card using your best penmanship so I can do a good job on your name. Also notice that the public comment period is on the agenda. That is for any item you wish to address the commission with that is not listed on the agenda. If you wish to speak during the public comment time on an item not on the agenda, please fill out a speaker card and hand it to any of the staff that you see squirreling around. Please take this time at this moment to turn off your cell phones. James, can we take a look at my microphone? I'm getting an odd metallic noise.
We'll adjust.
Thank you.
Robot.
Please turn off your cell phones at this time. It's best as opposed to vibrate. Also, if you have a conversation, please take it out to the hallway, not into other parts of the room, as it's disruptive for us. If you do disrupt the meeting, it will not be tolerated. You'll receive one warning, and then you'll be asked to leave by security, which is Donna. Regarding item number three, if you're here with the Certified Neighborhood Council resolution or a community impact statement, please submit it at this time. If it's specific to an item that's listed on the agenda, we do hear those alongside the agenda item. So please take note of that. The first item on the agenda, item number one, is director's report. Mr. Bertone, do you have a report?
Yes, thank you, President Ambrose and members of the City Planning Commission. Just a few things which are more housekeeping business. One of them is regarding time extensions. So as it currently is under our rules, that the City Planning Commission has a certain period of time to act on a specific application. That's from the time that the application is deemed complete. There, from time to time, the applicant may request an extension. They may still be trying to either respond to comments from staff or from community members, and so they often will ask for, from time to time, an extension. Right now, under our existing rules, that requires an actual action of the City Planning Commission. What we are will be bringing forward to you on May 25th is to see if the City Planning Commission would like to delegate that authority to the Planning Director on these cases if they're routine cases. We would, as part of that, provide the City Planning Commission with a monthly update of those routine extensions that have been granted. And those typically have been in the past, as I mentioned before, things that are, as they're still trying to form a project and be responsive typically to council offices, communities, staff. And so that's, and one other item is to keep in mind that time extensions have to be mutually agreeable. So both the applicant has to agree to them if we're going to ask for an extension beyond that time limit. So that's the first item in terms of housekeeping. The second one is the review of the bylaws. We've been requested to take a look at the City Planning Commission's bylaws to update them. I think the bylaws that we operate off of were from right after the new charter was implemented around 1999 in the year 2000. So that's been quite some time. And so we distributed those to you, to the commission yesterday, the existing bylaws. So we'll be looking at putting also on your May 25th agenda the City Planning Commission's review of those bylaws. Some of the things that have been requested is to look at items such as how in terms of submittal requirements, in terms of how the meeting is operated under, right now it's under Robert's rules, I believe, and taking a look at that to understand if that's the best way to operate for this kind of body. So that will be distributed to you, and that will be coming forward to you on May 25th.
Okay.
Thank you. Just for a little context and to remind the commissioners, we initiated the rules update. It's part of our, I think, doing things right, doing things transparently. We wanted to look the rules we were operating under. Those were provided by Rocky and James. Rules had not been updated in almost 20 years. So we initiated that, and it's been, a healthy exercise. And with regards to the designation or the relegation of authority to the planning director position, we are looking to make sure that we are the most efficient we can be while still having oversight of subjective matters. And one of the items we're often confronted with are items like we're going to see with item number 9 today, which is a request for a continuance, which in all likelihood will be granted. So we feel very comfortable, at least this far out from a vote, in exploring that designation of authority to the planning director, as long as there's the reporting back. So that will be coming back to the next meeting, so I encourage you to take a look at that resolution. But just like we went digital with our materials, and we've done things like Dana with the 2-page submittal, we've tried to find ways to make us both more efficient and also more transparent. So I think it's a good, healthy step forward today. Mr. Perlman.
Just one thing, actually, Vince, and this primarily I think would go for Rocky, but also for your staff. If you could ask your staff to make sure when they submit staff reports for Rocky to load online, or whoever loads them, uploads them for us, I don't need a signature on them. I'd much rather them be a scanned document that's searchable, because the ones we get are mostly non-searchable and makes it much more difficult when we're working on our laptops to find certain things. So if we could make that a priority, that would make me happy.
Thanks.
Well, that would make me happier.
He said it, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Vince, were you done with your director's report?
Yes, I am. Thanks.
Excellent. City Attorney Donna Kwan, do you have anything to report?
Yes, for the record, Donna Wong for the City Attorney's Office. Just briefly, wanted to give the commissioners an update on the litigation involving 8150 Sunset. And if you recall, this is the 249-unit mixed-use development over on Sunset that was here before CPC for decisions on the density bonus incentives, but also for an appeal of the vesting tentative tract map. So a ruling was issued hot off the presses just a couple of days ago. And in short, even though the action was challenged by four lawsuits, the court rejected almost all the arguments regarding density bonus approvals. So those were found to be legal by the court. The court also found that, if you recall, there was an issue involving conversion of a right turn lane, and the court did not take any issue with the legality of that. On the CEQA arguments, which are many and numerous, and keep in mind this is a 50-page ruling that if you would like to pick through it, I'm more than willing to forward it to anyone who's interested in poring over the 50 pages. Most of the CEQA arguments were rejected. However, the court did grant the requested order for relief against the city's findings rejecting the preservation alternatives. So the action, the development will be sent back to the city for further action consistent with this ruling. And as updates are available, I can provide them to this body.
Thank you.